You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. For the last three decades, the United States has been losing the fight on poverty. Many Americans find themselves struggling to stay above the poverty line, which, for a family of four, is about $22,000 annually, or $11,000 a year for a person living alone. Sheldon Danziger is a professor at the University of Michigan's Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy, and his research focuses on trends in poverty and inequality. He says the weakened economy could bump the poverty rate to 14% this year. In 2007, the latest figures available, about 12.5% of the country, or 37 million people, were considered poor.
For the past almost 30 years, there's not been much of a focus on anti-poverty policies coming from the various administrations. And the economy has changed in a way that's made it a lot harder for workers with high school degree or less to earn enough to support their families. So over this period, poverty in the United States has remained high, and other countries have done more to offset the negative effects of economic changes. And so we have higher poverty rates than, say, Canada or the United Kingdom. Our poverty rate is around 12%. Theirs would be around 9%, and much higher than Scandinavia and Northern Europe, where poverty rates comparatively measured would be 5 or 6%.
Danziger cites two challenges that are keeping the poverty rate from dipping to single-digit levels.
Well, the two big effects are economic changes. And obviously, the economy currently is in a much worse position than it was recently. But there are long-term economic changes that go back to the 1970s. So dealing with how the economy operates for less skilled workers, even when the economy is booming, I'd say is the first challenge. And then the second challenge is doing more to raise the educational attainment of the next generation. Again, this is an area where, if we go back 30 years ago, the United States had a much higher percentage of its workforce with a college education than did many European countries, and now we've fallen back.
The outlook for poverty can best be described in the famous Charles Dickens quote.
Well, these are the best of times and the worst of times. It's the worst of times because the unemployment rate is higher than it's been since the early 1980s. The best of times is that this is the first time since the early 1980s that the government has really focused on making work pay. And a key part of the Obama plan during the campaign, which has been carried over into the Stimulus Act, was to make work pay. And so the Stimulus Act has tax cuts for working families, an expanded earned income tax credit for low-income working families, an expanded child tax credit for low-income working families, expansion of unemployment insurance for workers who've been laid off. So there's already been a lot of money put into place. The Obama administration does have plans to do more in these areas, but again, in the short run, it will take additional policies that the administration has proposed just to keep poverty, say, at the level it was when it took office. What I hope would happen is that the Obama administration puts in place a lot of these programs, and then when we get the next economic boom, which might not be for 4 or 5 years, those programs will be in place, because it takes both a healthy economy and a substantial set of programs to reduce poverty, given the kind of labor market we've had for a long time now.
Sheldon Danziger directs the National Poverty Center at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy. He is also a research professor at the Population Studies Center in the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.